dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's
Wednesday.
Let's go Wednesday. Yeah.
Hump day.
It is the last regular season games for the NBA on this fine Wednesday. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Right here. Phone lines wide open for the hour. 1-888-455-3776. I, along with our own Doug Duda and Derek pushing the buttons and the controls, and talk a little football today at the Loper Link. Set to be joined by the head coach of your UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris, along with Hastings Bronco football coach Paul Merkowitz. That going on towards the bottom of the hour, so stick with us. A little football talk for you spring football enthusiasts out there. At least the wind went down, and look what just blew in. Hi, little Douglas. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Not really, but, you know, we'll go with it.
You're talking about the Royals bullpen again, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Royals bullpen.
Let's just quit talking about it. There's nothing new to discuss. They suck. That's all there is to it. Why wouldn't you leave Bannister in? I don't care where it's at. You've already shown that you've got problems.
I gave up a double.
It's 5-1. Leave him alone. Let him get out of the inning. You know you can't get to the ninth. Rustin Schickley says, Doug and Daddy, I have two nephews who are Chicago Cubs fans, and when he was pitching for them years ago, they gave him the nickname, and they're talking about Kyle Farnsworth. They called him Hit It a Mile, Kyle. Seems to still work to this day, and they couldn't have been happier then to see him leave the Cubs. Also, people are wondering why the Royals didn't upgrade their pitching staff during the offseason. They actually did. But they signed former pitcher Rick Ankiel as an outfielder. I said, give him a chance. He can't be any worse than what Dayton and Trey are rolling out there now. Russ from Schickley fires in. Russ, thanks so much to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us. Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz coming up. Yeah, the baseball. But on the bright side, the Huskers pound Wichita State. That is a weird deal. Wichita State is a very good baseball team.
21-11 after last night.
They lead the Missouri Valley Conference, of which Creighton is a part of, which Creighton pasted Nebraska last week. And now, they beat them 14-0, and that is three straight trips to Lincoln. They go every other year. Next year, Nebraska heads down to Wichita. The last three times that the Shockers have come to Lincoln, they haven't scored. 27 straight innings without a run.
Look, I actually went back and looked at Wichita State and their schedule a little bit. The last 10 games, they have scored 94 runs. 9.4 runs a ball game heading into last night, including a 9-6 victory over Oklahoma State. This is a quality baseball team in which three freshman pitchers came in and just slammed the door on them. They couldn't do anything against them. And other than a ball that was misplayed in the infield, probably was a no-hitter till the ninth.
Yeah, that was a weird deal. At least a crisp single, as Lane Grindle said later on. At least there was a crisp single in the ninth, so he didn't have that one little so-so called hit setting on the board. But, again, you know what? If four pitchers combine to throw a no-hitter, big deal.
No.
Big deal. But that's the far cry. DJ Belfani doing some good things last night. Kyle Bubak doing some good things. Adam Bailey continues to do a lot of good things. You can't put it all in one game, but let's hope that it carries over a little bit to this weekend. I think they're making small steps. I think they're getting a little bit better. They do have to kick the crap out of Creighton next Tuesday, though. They need to take Kansas down and beat Creighton Tuesday, and then we can say that they're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, Mike Anderson really heaving some praise on, of course, his young pitching staff. All were freshmen last night.
Well, he's got to put praise somewhere because the other boys aren't getting it done.
Well,
and you can't praise Sean Yost. He's worked himself way down the line here, so I guess we'll see. It's halfway through the season, and Nebraska still has a majority of their conference games to go. This is the swing weekend. This is that pivot weekend, the fifth weekend of Big 12 play. They've had four down, and after this weekend, they'll have four to go. So this weekend, that pivot weekend with Kansas Jayhawks, 6:35. We're also going to give you a chance to win some Husker tickets to Sunday's game with Kansas. If you want to take the family down, or say you're going to the spring game and you're going to be there and go to the Saturday game anyway, maybe you want tickets for Sunday, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Kansas Sunday afternoon matinee coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, so keep it here for that as well. Also, big news in the football world, Daddy, Brandon Marshall goes to a team that just wasn't even on the radar. Nobody ever mentioned the Miami Dolphins, did they? And all of a sudden, Brandon Marshall is headed to the Miami Dolphins.
Well, I kind of made a big sting about Santonio Holmes going for a fifth rounder. Here's a guy, Brandon Marshall, that, yes, he had the 21-game catch versus the Colts last year. It was a 200-yard game. He was 14th. It's not like he had a clean, clear-cut pass that didn't have problems involving teammates and coaches and got along great with everybody. But here's a 14th player, as far as receiving goes, last year, as far as yards. He gets 2 second-rounders. They get 2 second-rounders for Brandon Marshall, and Santonio Holmes gets a rutabaga, a cabbage, and some wonton soup. A fifth rounder. I don't understand. It's a huge upgrade for Miami. We'll see how he fits in on South Beach, because obviously one of those teams that can get into a lot of trouble down there, and we'll see. Well, congratulations. Great $47.5 million deal. Good for him.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, but it is Wednesday, and that means our weekly Loper Link segment brought to you by our Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. And by the fine folks at the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks, cheapest textbooks, guaranteed if you're getting ready for summer classes. It'll be less painful if you save a little cash at the College Store. Ask the manager for details or shop online, thecollegestore.com. Close to signing a $47 million deal, the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little spring football. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Doug, and I'm going to tell you what I tell the fellows when they make outrageous comments like that. You got to say no to drugs, man.
Well, Coach, I went by the practice facility yesterday. I don't think there are enough trees in the world to shade the kids from the wind. I know that that's not a big deal when you're out there practicing, but do you ever take advantage of days that aren't suitable to work on things that might come up in the fall on game day?
Well, you know, you bring that up. We did talk to them about at the start of practice. Hey, we're going to have to play in some wind, so we might as well use today as a learning experience and kind of learn that we're going to have to speak up a little bit, and that things that you talk about, communication and things like that, are going to have to be a little bit sharper, and you're going to have to listen more intently and pay a little bit more attention, be focused. So we try to use it to our advantage.
Daryl, the defensive back situation going into spring ball was one which you were worried about, just replacing some people. How has it come along?
Well, I think, you know, spring ball in general right now is, a bunch of young guys messing up a lot of stuff, which is spring ball in general. So we've got some young kids back there. They're still learning. I'm glad we have 28, 29 practices in the fall to continue that process. But they have made some improvement. Their understanding is coming around. It's the same for the offensive line, you know, that I coach. And just a bunch of young guys that are still trying to figure out things. And I'm glad we're not playing a game next Saturday.
Coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly Loper Link segment. Coach, in the spring, do you worry or do you use in consideration that you'll have some new kids coming in the fall that could actually step into some spots, or is that never a worry?
Well, you know, you'd like it not to be a worry. You'd like your football team to be in good enough shape where you don't have to depend on kids right out of high school. And I've always been kind of a redshirt guy philosophically, but it's been 2 years in a row that I've played a true freshman tailback in ball games, so you never know. But, at some of the spots in the offensive line, you take a kid like Peter Trausch from Minden, who's, you know, about 6'3 and a half, 200-300 pounds already. He's already physically big enough to maybe play. Cole Manhart out of Thunder Ridge High School in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, is 6'5", big enough to play. So if those kids can come in and establish themselves in fall camp, then you at least got to travel with him and maybe use him as a backup in case you get in an injury situation.
Now, how soon do you know when those kids, this kid can play at this level? Is it pretty evident the first day?
Well, athletically, size-wise, strength-wise, and athletically, I think a kid like Peter Trouch can play at this level. It really comes down to having an opportunity to see how much football aptitude he actually does have and how fast can he absorb information and hang on to it and regurgitate it. So that takes a couple weeks to find out if he's going to be able to learn it fast enough to actually be able to line up against somebody like Mason Brodeen that plays defensive end for us, or Josh Rohde who plays three technique for us. You know, that it's not their first barbecue. So it takes a little bit of time to be able to figure out just exactly what kind of aptitude the kid has mentally.
I think I've seen Daddy regurgitate. It's not pretty.
Yeah, it's not. No. I got the mental picture there.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what are some of the other factors that you're really concerned with? I know that you want to go through the reps, you want to get through the young kids, you want to get kids that haven't played a lot, get some snaps. Are there a couple of areas that you want to address without necessarily telling the team that you're addressing them?
Well, I think you're up front with the team. I mean, I think the offensive line knows that right now we're not as talented as we were last year or the year before that. And if there's some pressure on them to spend a little bit extra time in the playbook, watching their film and watching their practice film and trying to make sense of what's going on. So, we've got some issues with just the lack of experience, and that's, I think everybody's aware of that. Everybody on our football team and our program knows that we lost some talent in both those two positions, in the secondary and the offensive line, and some of these young guys have been around here for a year or two are going to have to step up, and there is some urgency in their learning curve. They're going to have to shorten that learning curve for us to be a viable football team.
Dale, spring seems to be the time, if somebody's going to switch from offense to defense or vice versa, that will take place, get them acclimated. Anybody doing that for your crew?
Well, not really. I think we're pretty much where we were. We had entertained moving a defensive lineman over to offense to kind of shore ourselves up a little bit. Roddy Larson was a guy the Adam Central guy that we thought about doing that with, but then he got injured, so that put that out of the mix. But another situation that we got going right now, Daddy, is we got Adamson, as our backup quarterback's going to leave, so we're down to right now Jake Spitzelberger, and then a couple freshmen coming in, and a young man on our team right now, Justin Drudick, out of Adams Central as well, as backup quarterback. So we're presently hunting an older guy to come in to shore us up a little bit. So it's those situations that I'm kind of focused on. We're going to be pretty talented in the wide receivers and the running back and the linebacker. Front seven for us are going to be good defensively, which is a good thing. So that'll help that young secondary not have to cover guys quite as long as we continue to put pressure on quarterbacks. So we just got to kind of find some kids in those two, three spots and see if we can't get them far enough along to play games in the fall.
Coaches seem to trickle down from the NFL to the college game with a lack of the quarterback depth like you've got. Entertaining Wildcat at all?
Well, we kind of think about that. A young man that we had on campus here just yesterday and just left today might be a possibility for that kind of a situation. But Rusty Drink and throw the football, that's a situation a guy might look into a little bit. But I think we've got enough talent. We still got Kyle Kaiser. We still got Eli Hammond. We picked up a young man by the name of Alex Hutchison out of Stanton, Nebraska, that was actually a running back at Colorado School of Mines who's come into camp and looks like he can play. So we've kind of shored ourselves up even more at the H-back position. You got Brendan Leeds, can play about every position on the field. So I think we're good with what we're doing offensively. We just got to find some big boys up front.
Coach, the Western New Mexico coach stepped down here this spring. Your thoughts on that and anything else that's transpired in the RMAC in the offseason?
Well, I think that's too bad for the Western New Mexico program because it's struggling, and that's just going to put their development behind another year or two, I think, until another guy can come in and kind of get himself established in recruiting and get a new offensive scheme in. And they had a new defensive coordinator coming in already out of Colorado School of Mines. So, what they end up doing for a head coach, I'm not really sure, but I think it's going to diminish their ability to be competitive for another year or two probably. And that's too bad for the young men in that program. But, other than that, I think the RMAC has pretty much stayed intact. That's the only head coach position that's changed hands since last fall got over. So we look for it to be another competitive year in the RMAC. I think there's going to be some good football teams. I think Shadron will come back and be a very competitive football team. At Colorado School of Mines is going to be a good football team again. And then you got those guys sitting out there in Pueblo that are just making all kinds of noise in the recruiting business. So I think they look to kind of up their standing in the league as well.
Dale, before we let you get out of here, do you have any kickers this spring? I know you got some coming for the fall.
We got two young men coming in the fall, but right now we don't have a kicker. We've got Brendan Johnson, our punter, who has looked good punting the football for us this spring, but have not had a kicker on campus. So we've got two freshmen, one out of San Diego and one out of Kansas. So we're going. One of those two young men are going to kick for us.
385-yard punch yesterday, Douglas. 385-yard punch yesterday.
Not hard
but
to
if
do.
You take the, if you take the three he had that were negative, then he averaged out to about 40 yards a punt.
I say punted both directions yesterday. Darryl, hey, best of luck as you continue on with spring ball. We'll talk with you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us today on Loper Link. A couple other things we want to talk about was the winter sports, spring sports, fall sports. The RMAC has just released their all-academic wrestling team here in the last few minutes. UNK's Jordan White and Matt Duffy are all-conference, all-academic team for UNK. Jarek Patterson and Islam Abatov, which they don't call him Islam, but that's the official. They are second team. All academic. Also, some baseball going on for UNK this weekend. Colorado Mines is coming in, and the Lopers are going to have a special for the fans coming in this weekend. UNK will hit the turf with Mines Fan Appreciation Night. First pitch set for 6 o'clock. All youth and area Little League participants are invited to take part with activities throughout the game. Activities get underway in the pregame at 5:30. They can take part in the pregame warm-up. They'll get to run on the field with the UNK team for the national anthem. Get a picture taken with Louis the Loper. Fans will be able to purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win great prizes, including a Jabba Chamberlain autographed baseball, UNK gear, memorabilia, and a whole lot more. Go to Lopers.com for more information. Loper softball team will be on the road this week. Track team is keeping busy as well, so UNK, check it out on the web at Lopers.com. And our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. And the College Store, 1420 West 24th, open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Look good in your Loper gear by visiting the College Store just south of the Health and Sports Center, or you can even go online, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, a little more spring football. We'll head to Hastings, catch up with Paul Merkowitz after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. If you have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. If you have your reasons, we have your loans at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Oh, what a place, Bogart's Food Store.
Celebrate 3 great years in Kearney for Bogart's Saturday from 1 to 4. You're invited to Bogart's anniversary open house featuring a wine tasting headlined by some of Nebraska's best. And specials galore like fresh 93% lean ground beef, $1.98 a pound. Surefire natural spring water, 24 half-liter bottles, only $2.97. And Pepsi or Mountain Dew large 16.9-ounce six-packs, only 4 for $10. Price is good through Monday.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, where a few things are moving in the world of sports, like Brandon Marshall being traded, obviously, to the Miami Dolphins. You asked me yesterday, does that make the Jets a contender? Well, does this make Miami a contender? Because obviously Marshall is a better receiver than Holmes, I think.
I don't know. It will be interesting to see. As you look at the Jets, you certainly think Sanchez will be much, much improved his second year as in the quarterback situation, where we get a surefire lock at quarterback in Miami. Like the direction they're headed there. I mean,
Bill Parcells is the smartest SOB that ever lived.
Not according to Jerry Jones.
Oh, my God,
uh-oh.
He's so great.
Uh-oh.
I didn't hear this. What did Jerry say?
Oh, they got Jerry a little liquored up. And
at the implosion Sunday morning?
No, this is on a cell phone. It's going on right now on the Sports Center. If you happen to be watching,
yeah, shut us off and turn on the TV.
As critical things to say about Bill Parcells and about Tim Tebow, both. Basically, there's just a bunch of people standing around asking Jerry questions, like, "So would you take Tebow in the third round?" And basically saying, "He'll never get on the field." And then people are laughing at him, just kind of egging him on. And
yeah, he mentioned the only reason he brought Bill Parcells in is to get his stadium finished, and they were saying he needed a yes man, but he didn't say it in so many nice words.
Oh, good God. See, I don't know. There needs to be rules here. Whoever taped that, out the door. You get a little prison time with Jumbo. Ed Too Tall Jones maybe has something to say to you. We bring in our folks on the Doug and Daddy Show and feed them with breakfast or lunch or whatever they want to have from Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. If you're in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema with their huge indoor playground for the kids, or 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart with their new internet cafe with free Wi-Fi and high-definition television. And to continue our spring football talk, we catch up with the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos, Paul Merkowitz. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Don't let guys follow you around with cell phones, because they can, I guess, videotape and pick up sound now.
Yes, I saw a little bit of that feed, and that's about exactly what I thought.
Explain, everybody does it different, and every year we have to go over this. Tell us how things are going with Hastings College football and where you're at right now with spring ball.
We're going into our 10th practice today. We have 15 just like everybody else, but we're not allowed to go in full gear. And so it kind of it makes it difficult sometimes in terms of some of the things that you want to get done. But you know, I think our guys are pretty well used to it, and they understand the tempo we want to get to, where we can still get a little bit better, do a lot of instruction, and you know, essentially we've got most of our offense in and most of our defense in that we want, and then with 5 practices to go, we just want to clean some things up.
And now the question we ask every year is: the GPAC any closer to getting rid of this stupid rule?
You know, I'm going to bring it up at the next meeting. I don't know. It's been brought up a couple of times, and you know, I'm not sure exactly why it keeps getting shot down. But you know, we're going to keep trying to push it because I would like to be able to at least get, you know, five practices in full gear and have a spring game and do those types of things. Because last time I checked, tackling is a pretty important part of the game of football, and we don't get a chance to work on that here in the spring.
Well, somebody that many teams had trouble tackling was Maurice Mansfield, coach. Who replaces him, or is it several people?
It's going to be several people, and I think it's really been neat this spring because you always kind of go in and you have an idea. You know, when you have one guy that you really count on for a lot of stuff and you lose him, a bunch of guys need to step up. And you know, there's three wide receivers right now that are doing a great job for us, and Justin Anderson, Travis Brown, and Mike Novicki. And those three together, you know, we've distributed the ball a lot better here in the spring to a bunch of different guys, and we use the backs a little bit more in the passing game. And so, you know, you're never going to replace that kind of guy with one person, but well, we've had a lot of guys really step up and done a very nice job.
Head coach at Hastings College is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Paul Merkowitz. Coach, we understand that Nick Grummert, you're working him out at just about every spot on the field. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we really feel that, you know, when we look at it, at the tailback position, we have a lot of talent, and Nick is part of that crew. But, you know, initially when we brought Nick in, we were going to use him at wide receiver, and with some injuries and some things, we were forced to kind of push him, put him back as a tailback, and he started a few games for us as a true freshman. But it's been a better challenge for him. I think, you know, when you go through now it's his fourth spring, you know, he's had to learn a different part of the playbook, and I think he's done a really nice job, and it'll enable us to be able to move him out of the backfield and put him into some into the slot and into the single receiver position, and we've been able to do that with about you know, these 10 practices here.
I asked Coach Morris this question. This seems to be the time of year people switch positions, whether they go from offense to defense, or back and forth. You got people doing that, or are you pretty safe where you're sitting?
We moved some guys at the beginning. You know, we moved a young man that was our backup fullback to a tight end position. His name is Tyler Mertens, young man out of Waverly, going to be a sophomore. He's done a really nice job for us. Curtis Udeberg is a young man that we moved out of the tailback position to an outside linebacker position. He's been there for about a week. This is the time to do it, I think, to at least get some answers. It's really hard to do in August, and obviously in September, very, very difficult. But you know, if you can move some guys and move them up the depth chart and get a chance to get them on the field, because those are guys that are going to be on the bus anyways. They're going to be on our special teams and those types of things. And you know, if there's other ways to get them on the field, it's certainly the best way to do it.
Speaking of special teams, they don't even have a kicker over here at UNK camp, but I hear Ernesto's doing pretty good with you guys right now.
He's really doing well, and again, just a huge weapon for us. You know, in the past, we've never really spent a lot of time in the spring with special teams, and it's been a huge part of everything that we've done. And you know, again, to have the ability that pretty much once you cross the 50 and probably more to the 40-yard line, you're going to have an opportunity to score, and you know, that really, really helps. And so one more year with him, it really helps our offense, defense, all aspects of the game.
Paul, how confident are you that you're closing the gap in the GPAC conference on the top two?
Well, you know, you look at what we did a year ago, and I think we've got a chance to maybe be better. You know, again, you talk about how can you be better when you lose a Maurice Mansfield and a Mackenzie Hemge. We got a lot of guys back, and I think you know, you lose a Mackenzie on defense, but essentially the entire defense is back. We had to replace some people in the secondary. I think we've done that. Until we get on the field, you know, I don't know. I could probably answer that question better for you in October. You know, but I think we're going in the right direction. We've improved our talent, and we're a lot more competitive. It's nice to have a quarterback back in camp, you know, so you can expand and do a lot of different things and add some things offensively. But I got to believe we're getting closer. You know, you got to hope that. But, again, we got a lot of steps we're going to have to take in August before we can do anything on the field.
And changes with the coaching staff, maybe a few folks think that might open the door for Sioux Falls to at least hiccup for a couple of games, but it's still going to be Sioux Falls and Morningside you're trying to catch, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think right in that mix, you know, we'll lose Morningside off of our schedule next year, but Northwestern will come back on, so that's certainly not an easy task. You know, that's kind of a team that we've I don't know if we've forgotten about, but we haven't talked about because we haven't played them for a couple of years. And so, you know, I think we've put ourselves back in that position, but we've got to really, you know, get on the field and do some things. You talk about Sioux Falls. I don't know if they're going to skip a beat that much in a year, but we're certainly going to see. I mean, they come into our place third game of the year, and you know, we'll kind of see how, or fourth game of the year, sorry, and see how things shake out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just pulled up the schedule. Sioux Falls and Northwestern, back-to-back weeks, great draw there. Coach, I know the scheduling with the teams that were coming in and the teams that are new and being established, is there any, where are we at with that right now with scheduling? You still have an open date in there, and if I'm looking at this right, all of your games are against conference opponents.
Yeah, we our with the change in the schedule and where it changes every 2 years, our off week moves all the way back to the second to the last week. We tried to fill that with something that would make sense. We tried to do something with Peru, and it didn't really work out, at least the way that I wanted to do it. So we're going to just play the 10, and we'll play the conference games, and then Sioux Falls will leave the league. I haven't really heard anything in terms of adding a team at this particular point. It would surprise me if it came that fast. But then we'll go back to playing everybody again, which I really like. It's really difficult. You know, there's a possibility again that it could come down to a playoff position between maybe us and the Morningside, and we don't play them, and so that's going to be pretty difficult. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But that's kind of what I know in terms of the dynamic, in terms of what's going on with the conference.
Well, I'll ask one more question here. From your standpoint, do you believe that 11th game helped you last year get into the playoffs? Did it make a difference? Can it hurt you? Your thoughts on picking up a game against a non-conference team that, I mean, boy, when it comes down to that playoff time, I know it's been nip and tuck here the last couple of years.
You know, I think obviously it would hurt you if you lose it. But I think when you win it, I think, you know, a Raider, you know, and again, with us with ratings, it's very tough for our coaches to rate, you know, because you don't always know exactly what's going wrong in the conference. And 9-2 to me looks a lot better than 8-2. I mean, obviously, but a 9-win season would certainly, that certainly helped us. Now, Northwestern kind of losing at the end really kind of took it away, but, you know, you never know. I mean, it certainly can't hurt. I like having it as a preseason, I guess. I don't know if you call it a preseason game, but kind of a warm-up game to get into the conference. But in the middle of the season there, I don't know if it helps you really at that particular point.
Of course, I figured they'd win, Daddy. I'm a positive person, that one.
Yeah. Mr. Optimistic here. Mm-hmm. Before we let you get out of here, Paul, I asked you about Troy a little bit. Coming off the injury, how is he in progressing this spring?
He's been real good, really good, and it's really, like I said, it helps. You know, you don't have the number of catches, I guess, so to speak, at wide receiver, but these guys have been working together for quite a long time, and you know, to get Blake Horstman back at tight end, Zane Einstein's been fantastic at tight end for us as well. So, I mean, it's really flowed for Troy really well. I think he's as healthy as he's been for a while. So just looking forward to a very, very productive senior season.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work and enjoy the day and get a few more good practices in.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, I'd like to ask Paul that same question off microphone because I really think they need 11 games. I think college football teams, UNK is the same way. You get hamstrung with those 10 games, and he's exactly right. There's no reason to have a non-conference game the next to last game of the season. You want it to start the season, see what you got, get ready for conference ball. Yeah, they're in a position where if they play Peru, there's a pretty good chance they're going to win that football game. And at that level, it's hard to find a comfortable spot where you can almost guarantee yourself a win because nobody else, I mean, if they're going to be struggling anyway, they're not going to want to start the season with a loss. But boy, 9-2, 8-2, I think the way this conference has strung itself out, there'll still be plenty of games after Sioux Falls and Northwestern back-to-back week. They'll still have half their season. But it just seems for a long time Hastings College trying to get into maybe the last spot that GPAC has to offer to get into the football playoffs. They're fighting for it, and 9-2 looks a heck of a lot better than 8-2.
Well, Doug, it doesn't matter if you're playing in Class A football, if you're playing Hastings College, or you're playing UNK, or you're playing at Nebraska. This is a year-round sport. For it to come down to 10 days, it just seems too short. I know that's one of the arguments in high school football about the expanded playoff schedule. If you're not one of those teams, you know, a fumble here, your season's over, essentially. You know, you just, you work too hard for that date to be eliminated all year long to play 10 games, 11 games. 11 games sounds a heck of a lot better. I'm with you. That 9-2 to 8-2 sounds like a huge difference, especially with the work that goes in that these young men put into it.
It's... And again, I guess I got to scratch my head. Everybody has an open date, and yet everybody doesn't play somebody. Huh? I mean, huh? 888-455-ESPN. That's always the number to know for the Doug and Daddy Show. If you'd like to get through to us, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings baseball fell to York last night, 12-8. Their softball split with Concordia. They lost 2-0, but they won the nightcap 13-4. They play Nebraska Wesleyan at home in a makeup game later on today. So that's what's going on over at Hastings College. And, you know, one of these days we're going to have to talk a little Hastings track because they got a couple, well, they got a lot of kids, but a couple kids that just keep popping up over there. I mean, we talk about Dane Toby, Sam Murphy. Scott Fritz is a kid that's just continually doing things week in and week out over at Hastings College. A lot of good things there. Also, I want to remind you before we go to break, lunchtime is right around the corner. And why not check out the new Godfather's Pizza in Kearney? Open at their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. It's just west of our friends at Complete Nutrition. Bigger and better with two dining rooms, seating for over 140 people. The game area, which I know you love, Daddy, the game area. Their new lunch buffet, served 11 to 2, 7 days a week, only 6.5, includes the salad bar. Now, we went to the Godfather's at 56th Street. That was beautiful, but no buffet. You ordered a little mini pizza, a little sandwich. You could still do that, but now the buffet is there with some pizza.
And they didn't have the crane game.
Well, duh. Daddy played, I'm serious, it's almost embarrassing, Derek. We went up and tried out the new Godfather's, and I want to tell you a couple more things before we get into the story here. But Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, dine in or call 234-4444. Full catering services, delivery, room for private parties. And now they are open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oh, it's all right there at Godfather's in their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Now, the crane game.
Oh, we've all saw them.
We all have our little dealios. If we're somewhere that we're sure no one ever that knows us is going to see us, or there's like 12 buddies, and so it just doesn't matter, you know, you can go play Miss Pac-Man. You can go play the crane game. You can, you know, there's...
The big Derek, pinball. I like pinball.
Okay. Pinball.
The game at the fair.
But pinball, you know, that's still okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, the game at the fair where they pile up the quarters and the bulldozer pushing them? You know, and you just, that stack sitting right on the edge, and you're like, this is going to take 50 cents, and I'm going to have like $8. Well, it never works out that way. Well, the crane game, they got great music, too, with the crane game. Kind of makes puts you in a good mood itself. But you need to check that out, because I won. It took me a little while. I'm not going to say I did it with 50 cents, but I won this rabbit.
Just before Easter, a little bunny for your nephew.
Gave it, but that sucker, I was going to win that blue dog, but his paw was pinned.
Remember, nobody can see you right now, so there's no need to reenact
okay.
it.
Okay. Well,
you can talk about it.
The dog's paw was pinned.
You're reenacting it.
Yes, against the cage and this bear's face.
It took you like $3 to figure out you couldn't get him.
Yeah, so then I had to move on. But in moving on, I succeeded.
You got the little rascal.
I did.
And we almost started selling tickets to everybody at Godfather's because it was getting to that point.
I love when you get them. I thought I had that.
It'd be nice if the arms of those cranes could hold more than like a, you know, the weight of a nickel or something.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I thought it was a little out of control and maybe not correct that you tried to pimp out that little four-year-old to crawl up the hole and grab it. But, you know, whatever worked. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynacrow.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagrow.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagrow.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagrow. Call Dynagrow at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
This is the sound of a car door slamming. This is my girlfriend speeding away. This is us 40 minutes earlier entering Sushi Kaiju for a romantic dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
I found Sushi Kaiju by searching online. No mention was made of the rude service or the tainted Toro. Diana loved tuna.
Yahoo Search delivers restaurant reviews and ratings, maps and more, all on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
Now, more than ever, you want to keep your car running longer. And to do it, use a Fram oil filter with every oil change. Fram Extra Guard delivers three times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 45-48-12 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy through the day today with a few showers or storms possible with high temperatures in the low 70s. Southwest winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll then see a possibility for showers and storms tonight with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready to hit the road, Daddy.
Yeah, Friday we are. You want to come have lunch with us? Be a great opportunity. Schroeder Smoked Foods in the food court at the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. 11 to 1. We're going to be there Friday. Come check in, sit down in the new location, try some incredible foods like the pulled pork, the beef brisket, the foot-long giant hot dogs, cheesy potatoes, batter dip mushrooms, and much, much more. Great prize given out all day. T-shirts, Royals tickets, lunch specials, and a grand prize of a 10-person dinner. To qualify for the 10-person dinner, you just need to fill out a slip. And at 1 p.m., they'll announce the winner. Actually, I'm going to announce the winner. That's the kind of thing I do for people when we do special events for them. Schroeder Smoked Foods. It's in the food court. Conestoga Mall. The new store. Come check them out. Come check us out. Friday from 11 to 1.
Going to have some special guests coming up Friday. We'll be talking about the Husker spring game. We'll also be talking about the NFL draft. Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly will be among our guests on Friday's program from 11 to 1. Tomorrow on the show, Kansas head baseball coach Rich Price is going to join us. Also Thursday means Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. So if you've got any questions there. And again, I love talking football with him. Baseball time of the season because it's very important. We're definitely going to be talking about that. But now Holmes is gone. Marshall's gone. there's a lot of people out there with those keeper leagues. Is this the time to trade him? Is this the time to get the most value for him? Or do you hold off and wait till things cool down a little bit? So if you've got questions for Joe, email it to us at the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Not golf weather yesterday.
No, it was not golf weather yesterday. Was it anything weather yesterday? Unless you were flying a kite, I guess. Or if you were driving to North Dakota.
I have to show you this text I got. I was going to show you this off-air, but I want to show it to you on-air. And I wish we had a camera here so we could have shown them how you were grabbing things with the crane game and how that's possible. We're not going to mention that on-air. But it must have been pretty windy yesterday.
Oh, no.
They did play golf in Lexington and Arapahoe. So maybe it wasn't quite as windy to the west. What do you think?
It was as windy. Yes, it was every bit as windy, I think.
Well, Jack Nicklaus has the Dismal River Golf Club. They're trying to spur rural development by selling passes to their exclusive course. They plan to sell 2 one-day passes for foursomes to golf at the course. Proceeds from the sales will go to the Sandhills Journey Scenic Byway Group. The passes are online on eBay. One of the passes will be auctioned off. One is being offered for immediate sale on eBay. So if you're interested in that, eBay Dismal River Golf Club. See what you can find out. You know, the golf courses, I can only go by what I've seen here in Kearney. They actually, maybe a lot of the crap's been blown off of them here, but they're actually greening up pretty good. A lot of people have been talking about how it's greened up earlier. Well, I suppose all the snow has been sitting on them forever. I don't know, but getting that itch, getting that bug.
I think a lot of people are, Doug, I think a really nice general rain over the area, too. A little bit of moisture, a little bit of that dust settles. Yeah. That helps more than anything, I think.
I think the track kids are getting ready to get going, and we're heading now, as we mentioned last week, after the weekend, before Easter. We're into that month now where we really start pointing towards districts and conference, and we're going to start to see some great performances, and we're going to talk more about that as the week progresses. Big track meet for Kearney. They head to Omaha for the big metro meet down there that's coming up this weekend. One of the tougher ones that could challenge Kearney's win streak.
We always say that, don't we?
Yeah, but someday it's got to happen.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We just this year.
Roger Matheson's been sneaking around. He's been prowling.
He lurks.
I said, Roger, we got to get you on the show. I don't get a response. I say, Roger, we got to get you on the show. I don't get a response. He doesn't want to bait the hook at all. He wants to make sure that they go in as quiet as a 37-time defending champion can.
He hasn't. Obviously, when he finds out we're giving away Burger King to our guests, he's sitting right here.
Let's take a break. We're going to have a couple of more sports stories for you, kind of rehash what we talked about at the top of the show, and get that string off Daddy's shirt. Back after this.
How long does it take to mow your lawn? Come to Ace Hardware and cut that time in half. Test drive a Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower this Saturday during demo day. Kick the tires and start one up. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, your Toro mower comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Test drive a Toro during Demo Day this Saturday, April 17th, from 9 to 4, at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
No matter what level of play, Dick's Sporting Goods is your baseball headquarters. We have more of everything to elevate your game at incredibly low prices. More bats with extra power and torque. More low prices on gloves with better feel and consistency. Dick's has more cleats from the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Reebok, and Mizuno. More protective gear, catcher's equipment, and batting gloves from the top brands. More training aids, apparel, and accessories at super low prices. See this week's ad for the best value on our largest baseball selection ever. If you buy baseball gear somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
Oh, what a place, Bogart's Food Store.
Celebrate three great years in Kearney for Bogart's Saturday from 1 to 4. You're invited to Bogart's anniversary open house featuring a wine tasting headlined by some of Nebraska's best. And specials galore like fresh 93% lean ground beef, $1.98 a pound. Surefire Natural Spring Water, 24 half-liter bottles, only $2.97. And Pepsi or Mountain Dew large 16.9-ounce six-packs, only 4 for $10. Price is good through Monday.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
First Saturday in May, only a few weeks away. The Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
At the top of the lane of the Derby.
It's the focal point of the sports world that day.
In front by an egg.
As the best three-year-olds battle it out in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
Gill still got 10 or more to make up.
Talk about it beforehand.
Wins it by a length and three quarters.
Listen for the call May 1st, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
The 12-1 wins it by a length and three quarters.
And 1550.
Sky stay partly to mostly cloudy through the day today with a few showers or storms possible with high temperatures in low 70s. Southwest Wednesday at 10 to 15. We'll then see a possibility for showers and storms tonight with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, the weather, albeit windy, it's not right now. And if it stays like this, a great night to check out the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. Coming to life with spring's arrival. Look for the early happy hour, 3 to 6. Daddy, is that early enough for you?
Not normally, but I have to be. We're going to go there, and I love to go to the courtyard. You know what? They've added things every year. I'd love to see what they've added this year.
I'll tell you what, if you're working out there on Production Row and you get off at 3, bam, there you go. Happy hour for you, 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends throughout the spring and summer with the coldest beer in Kearney. Stop by and watch all your favorite teams. Huskers are on, the Major League Baseball package, the Royals, the Cubs, the Braves, whoever you want to watch out there, even those god-awful Yankees, you can watch them at the courtyard and at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Great place. Great place.
Sometimes you get a band out there so you can dance, do whatever you want. Courtyard is where it's at. It's like two turntables and a microphone. It's where it's at.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. You can go inside. You can go outside of the courtyard. It's there for you. Ben Roethlisberger is at practice, Daddy. Short hair and all, he's there.
Yeah, kind of went with, I'm not sure what that look was that he went with, but
I don't know why so many people, he grows the long hair out, and then he also shaves it off to get ready for the season. Big deal. God, if you're the, I've never seen that many guys so worried about another guy's hair. Weirdos.
Hey, works for him.
The UNK golf team finished eighth at the Air Force Academy Invite in Colorado Springs. The 54-hole event leading the way for the Lopers. One Alex Farrell. Tied for 24th overall. Devin Kassler right behind. Lopers been playing some decent golf. They're setting fourth in the regional rankings. Top 10 teams in the region advance to the Super Regionals in May. So, good. They get ready for the Armax in Florence, Arizona. Tough gig there on April the 19th, next Monday.
Alexa Ferrelli.
And the Nebraska football team back on the practice field this afternoon. Exciting. How exciting!
Is there a report, or is that just it?
No report today. The United Football League is going to announce tomorrow that they're coming to Omaha. That's the announcement. The league has said Omaha, Salt Lake City, San Antonio, and Austin, Texas have been considered possible cities for expansion. The UFL has teams lined up this season in Las Vegas, Orlando, San Francisco, and Sacramento. Commissioner of the league, Omaha mayor, and local business leaders are scheduled to attend the news conference tomorrow morning.
Is this deal for sure go? I mean, it's a go.
I mean, it's official tomorrow, but it's for sure as it can be without being official.
Well, you know, years past, it's kind of been one of those. It's going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. See how the build-up takes us this year.
You going to go?
No. I'll be interested to see what kind of talent they get. Great relish of mustard, Race, by the way.
A relish one. Just by an inch.
NHL playoffs begin tonight. Kill the music. Kill the music. Do you have the bracket?
I don't handy.
Good.
No.
God, what is wrong with you?
I got it handy.
Who are you taking?
You know.
Whoa, daddy stepper.
Oh, yeah. Barry Melrose likes Detroit. They're coming in really hot. I got Phoenix beating Detroit in the first round. Phoenix has been a hot team all year. But you know what? I'm going to go with Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, even though they're not a one or two seed this year, but I think they come through. They got the Ottawa Senators in the first round. I like their chances. Other than that, hey, give me Pittsburgh.
You think they'll defend, right?
Yeah, give me Pittsburgh.
Who are you taking? You got to pick a team because...
Well, you were going to show me the bracket.
Well, I thought I had the bracket.
Yeah, imagine that. Okay, now you can play the music. It's all said. You know what? I wanted all of us to pick a winner today. We're just going to have to do it tomorrow. I don't think tonight. There's four games. Big dang deal. We'll make our pick tomorrow. Derek will get us the bracket.
Absolutely. I will have that for you first thing on tomorrow's show.
My bad. I forgot to bring that up in the production meeting this morning. My bad.
And NBA bracket will be set tomorrow as well.
You're fired up about that.
Bracket Buster Thursday.
Pittsburgh hosting Ottawa. Philadelphia visits New Jersey. Phoenix home to Detroit. Colorado visits San Jose. To start the playoffs tonight. So check that out on your Versus Network and all the other places that you can find NHL hockey. We want to thank our guests of today's show as we talked a little football with UNK head coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. Tomorrow, Kansas baseball coach Rich Price, along with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show, 7 Nebraska's ESPN on radio superstation 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney 1550 in Hastings.